Don't leave me hanging, Donnie. Yeah, thank you. All right, so it's time for the God at Work interview. And why we do this is because we want to get to know people in the congregation, and we also want to sort of highlight what God's doing in their lives to encourage each of you to see what God's doing in your life. So we have Tawny Leatherdale here, and a lot of you probably already know Tawny, but if you don't, she's a big part of sort of the church staff, I think at least. So here we go. Here's the first question for you, Tawny. Where are you from, and how did you make your way to Oceanside, and maybe a little bit about your family as well?
Okay. I was born and raised in Holland as the middle child of five on a small dairy farm in a Catholic family. In 76, I moved to this country and then lived in Calgary for 30 years. And then after a holiday on Vancouver Island with Bill, my now husband, we thought this would be a nice place to live, a nice place to kind of start over, as we were both second-time arounders. And anyways, it's been an awesome place, and after having been at a different church family for a while, God called me to this one, and I'm loving it here.
So, and I'm back. Like magic?
I'll just turn this one off while you talk.
Sure, we can try doing that. Maybe we can just share this one. Do you want to do that?
We can do that.
All right. Okay. So, no, it's great to have you here at Oceanside. I know everyone thinks you're awesome. So there you go. Look at that. And we didn't even plan that or anything. So here we go. This next question is like a hard one for me to answer, but I'm going to let you answer it. So how did you come to follow Jesus?
Well, I said I was born and raised in a Catholic family, and in many ways it kind of was maybe part of me being a bit of a rebel. There was a lot of things that I didn't agree with, didn't sort of buy into, and so when I moved to the island and was away from the pressure of parents telling you had to go, it was a number of years that I stayed away from church and all of that entailed. Anyways, as we were looking at planning a family, I realized that it is important to raise the kids with knowing something, because how at some point are they going to make a choice when they don't even know what the choices are? And through a neighbor who invited me to come to church with her is that I ended up discovering Jesus in a whole new way, and I've been walking pretty much with him ever since.
Awesome. Now, I kind of know the answer to this because we chatted yesterday, but I'd like to hear you tell everyone, what do you do with your time?
Okay, it's a bit of a variety of stuff, but I spend actually realistically a lot of time around home. We have 2.5 acres, and Bill and I love gardening and landscaping and that kind of stuff, so we actually spend a lot of time doing that. And unless God hits the help button and somebody needs help, and then that's where I go.
So that kind of leads into our next question. Where do you see God at work in your life?
In various ways, but he seems to use the help button. And what I mean by that is when somebody asks for help, I don't know how to say no. So when somebody asks me for help in some way, whether that is as simple as join me for a walk, or I could really use some help with around the yard or home or whatever it may be, I just go.
That's beautiful. What a willing heart. This question, you didn't give me an answer to yesterday. Future plans and dreams.
Okay. Actually, I had some time to think about that, and I thought, actually, yeah, I do have some. That would be to see my children and grandchildren come to Christ. As my kids grew up knowing a lot about him and learning a lot about him, but they haven't chosen to walk with him. And so I would really hope that that's something that they would at some point choose to do. Plans, generally don't necessarily plan a lot ahead, although I do have plans with my son next year to go to Holland for a cycling holiday.
Those both sound wonderful, and I think that's something maybe as a group we can pray into for Tawny. So let's raise our hearts for that. Father, thank you for Tawny. Thank you for her willing heart as she always says yes to your call. And let that be her future too. Let her always know your calling and that help button. Let her be able to respond. I ask that through other believers, through your providence, through whatever it takes, you can help bring Tawny's family completely to Christ and allow them to give their hearts to you and trust in you, the loving God who is alive and working at all days, Monday through Sunday. I pray that on Tawny's trip to Holland, that it refreshes her, brings her closer to her son, and just a lot of joy flows out of that. And I just want to pray nothing but blessings for Tawny and Bill as they go forward as a couple, and just nothing but God's love in her heart for other people. I pray this in Jesus' name. Thank you. Yeah, amen. And thank you, Tawny. Maybe we can give her a little hand.